Lower Kuskokwim School District buildings in Bethel have had trouble with an outdated water and sewer system all winter. January saw the coldest average temperature on record and left many pipes frozen. But a new bill in the legislature may help the district get a new system quicker than expected. Mark Earhart from KYUK in Bethel files this story.
This past December and January, it was really cold in Bethel. Temperatures dipped down near the negative 40s, and pipes started to freeze across town, including pipes in many Lower Kuskokwim School District buildings. This caused a slew of problems for LKSD and parents and students. The freeze got so bad that winter break had to be extended as maintenance crews spent weeks trying to thaw out the pipes. State Representative Bob Herron outlined the steps lawmakers in Juneau are taking to fix the problem.
The issue, of course, is trying to get capital project funding for the Lower Kuskokwim's Bethel School Complex water and sewer lines that were damaged, of course, during the cold weather.
Governor Sean Parnell has budgeted nearly $6 million to fix LKSD's ailing water and sewer system in his budget for the next fiscal year, meaning the system would not be replaced until at least 2013. But Herron says a fast-track supplemental bill could get the pipes fixed much sooner.
There is a process within the legislature that the legislature can authorize appropriation for unexpected expenses that are picked up during this current fiscal year, which, of course, is July 1, 2011 to June 30, 2012.
Herron says both the House and the Senate are considering the issue, and if passed, it would go to the governor's desk.
We're confident because everybody's agreed that that capital project is important and it is, quote unquote, an emergency, and we can get a year up on construction, that it will pass the legislature within the next couple of weeks.
Getting a year up on construction is an important factor. The fast-track funding would put the materials on the barge this year instead of next. This would mean the school district could feel confident letting students run water when the temperatures dip into the negative digits next winter. In Bethel, I'm Mark Earhart.